Defend himself against what, man?
Said Ogden, clambering back to his feet.
Busybodies, intruders, muggles, and filth.
Ogden pointed his wand at his own nose, which was still issuing large amounts of what looked like yellow pus, and the flow stopped at once. Mr. Gaunt spoke out of the corner of his mouth to Morfin.
Get in the house. Don't argue.
This time, ready for it, Harry recognized Parcel Tongue. Even while he could understand what was being said, he distinguished the weird hissing noise that was all Ogden could hear. Morfin seemed to be on the point of disagreeing, but when his father cast him a threatening look, he changed his mind, lumbering away to the cottage with an odd rolling gait and slamming the front door behind him so that the snake swung sadly again.
It's your son I'm here to see, Mr. Gaunt,
said Ogden as he mopped the last of the pus from the front of his coat.
That was Morfin, wasn't it?
Ah, that was Morfin, said the old man indifferently. Are you pure blood?
He asked, suddenly aggressive.
That's neither here nor there,
said Ogden coldly, and Harry felt his respect for Ogden rise. Apparently Gaunt felt rather differently. He squinted into Ogden's face and muttered, in what was clearly supposed to be an offensive tone,
Now I come to think about it, I've seen noses like yours down in the village.
I don't doubt it, if your son's been let loose on them,
said Ogden.
Perhaps we could continue this discussion inside.
Inside?
Yes, Mr. Gaunt. I've already told you I'm here about Morfin. We sent an owl.
I've no use for owls, said Gaunt. I don't open letters.
Then you can hardly complain that you get no warning of visitors,
said Ogden tartly.
I am here following a serious breach of wizarding law which occurred here in the early hours of this morning.
All right, all right, all right, bellowed Gaunt. Come in the bleeding house, then, and much good it'll do you.
The house seemed to contain three tiny rooms. Two doors led off the main room, which served as kitchen and living room combined. Morfin was sitting in a filthy armchair beside the smoking fire, twisting a live adder between his thick fingers and crooning softly at it in Parcel Tongue.
Hissy, hissy, little snakey, slither on the floor. You be good to Morfin, or he'll nail you to the door.
There was a scuffling noise in the corner beside the open window, and Harry realized that there was somebody else in the room, a girl whose ragged grey dress was the exact color of the dirty stone wall behind her. She was standing beside a steaming pot on a grimy black stove and was fiddling around with a shelf of squalid-looking pots and pans above it. Her hair was lank and dull, and she had a plain, pale, rather heavy face. Her eyes, like her brother's, stared in opposite directions. She looked a little cleaner than the two men, but Harry thought he had never seen a more defeated-looking person.
"My daughter, Merope,"
said Gaunt grudgingly, as Ogden looked inquiringly toward her.
Good morning,
said Ogden. She did not answer, but with a frightened glance at her father, turned her back on the room and continued shifting the pots on the shelf behind her.
Well, Mr. Gaunt,
said Ogden,
to get straight to the point, we have reason to believe that your son, Morfin, performed magic in front of a muggle late last night.